On the air, online, from New York City, border to border, and coast to coast, you're connected with Tom Sullivan.
Yes, you are, and thank you again for connecting. Welcome to the big radio show. Happy, don't tell me, it's Thursday already? Wow, this week is just fun. No, Thursday, today is the 29th day of October, year of our Lord, 2020. My name is Tom Sullivan. Check, 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 check. Okay, we got all the boxes checked. I know. 5 days. Getting close. I know. We can make it. We can make it. We can make it. Talking to a friend of mine who was telling me about this lady who's all nervous about everything. And I read about all this stress and that people are all stressed out and that they're having, I mean, like not just a little, like a lot of stress. And I'm having a hard time understanding that. Why? I guess maybe I just don't stress that easy, but I'm not stressed at all. I mean, one of these guys is going to win and one of them's going to lose. It's like the World Series. Somebody had to win. Somebody had to lose. Oh, before we get into all the politics stuff, did you hear about the World Series? Did you hear about the guy, Justin Turner? Isn't he, Alexander the Great, isn't he the redheaded third base guy? Yeah. Yeah, that guy. He called him names I can't repeat. In any case, so This is classic because, so it's the World Series. I know it's also the lowest viewed World Series in the history of television, televising World Series games. I'm not sure why. I mean, Los Angeles is the giant media market. Tampa's a big media market. You would think at least the locals and then other people that just like baseball would tune in, but just people weren't tuned in. And I don't know if it was because of it wasn't in anybody's home field. What was the name of that thing again? The Globe something or other field and Globe Life. Is that an insurance company that bought the rights to the name that thing? I guess so. So Globe Life Park, which nobody ever heard of before. It's one of those weird-looking stadiums like Houston. It has kind of a half a roof that they can kind of cover things. But there were people in the stadium, but it was limited to some small number. So it just wasn't normal. But it was the Dodgers and Tampa Bay. And so Justin Turner, the third base redheaded guy, who's a really good baseball player, apparently tested positive. Did he know and not tell anybody, or did he tell? He knew before the game that he tested positive. But did he tell anybody, or did, who gave him the test? You would think it would, because they're in a bubble, you would think it would be Major League Baseball. Why did Major League Baseball not go over and knock on the door of the manager and say, hey, manager, One of your really good players is tested positive. He can't play in the game. But nobody said diddly squat. So as a result, Justin Turner goes out and plays the game, even though he's tested positive. And I am not going to pick on Justin Turner completely, because I can't help but wonder how many other people have something. I can't skip work. I know I tested positive, but I gotta go to work. Something, I don't know, family wedding. I gotta go to the wedding. I know I tested positive, but I'm gonna go anyway. Now, I don't fully understand, those of you who think this is a hoax or no big deal, and, you know, we have nice discussions about it. We just disagree. Just so happens that a heavy majority agrees with me. But I'm not going to impose my beliefs on you, and I do believe that you have freedom in this country. If you can do what you want to do, but from a public health standpoint, it does seem rather reckless. Now, there is, who's that other guy that's out working every day, even though he's been surrounded by people that have tested positive for coronavirus? What's his name? You know, the guy with the white hair? The guy with the fly on his head? That guy. Yeah, that guy. And they said, the White House came out and said, oh, I know. The rules are, if you are around somebody that you're exposed to somebody who has coronavirus, you're supposed to isolate for 14 days. Well, look at the calendar. I can't isolate for 14 days. I'm the vice president of the United States. I got to go out there and I got to have my rallies. The boss is counting, but due to the great leadership of the boss, I got to go. So may I ask you, what's the difference between the vice president and Justin Turner? Well, the difference is Justin Turner tested positive. Vice President Pence, who I like the guy, but they're giving him those goofy tests that they do at the White House that obviously don't work well. The Abbott Lab quick rapid response test. They flip a coin. So he's out campaigning, but they keep him somewhat distant. But still, he's got to get on a plane, and there's other people on the plane with him. And I presume there are places where some Secret Service guys have to drive him over to some place to do an appearance. Meantime, virus numbers are hitting an all-time high, 80,000 a day. We were up in the 60,000 a day range back in June. We were in the 30,000 a day range back in April. So we peaked in April and came back down. From 30,000, we started dropping. Then summer came along and we wanted to go to the beach. And back up it went, up to 60-some thousand. Then it started dropping again. I don't know what this is. Is this school? Kids in school? It doesn't seem to be that. But it's, I know, it's northern states are getting cooler and people are indoors more. You see, we're in Chicago starting tomorrow. Is it tomorrow night or tomorrow? No more indoor dining in Chicago restaurants. Like, you're going to have outdoor dining in Chicago in the winter. So I'm looking at this and going, this guy from the Dodgers, I wonder how many more people are just like him going, I know I have a virus. I know it's highly contagious, but I don't care about you. I only care about me. And I want to play in this game because it's a big deal to me. So Jim Gray, longtime sports broadcaster, says, well, this is his response about Justin Turner.
Well, I think it's a shame for Dodger fans. They've waited 32 years, and now they're mired in this. Totally irresponsible. We look now for athletes to have social responsibility. Mm-hmm. This is the height of arrogance, certainly understandable. Being pulled in the eighth inning, he wants to celebrate. It's a lifelong dream, but he puts everybody else in peril. So we're looking for role models and responsibility and personal accountability, and he is irresponsible and wrong and selfish, and it's a shame. And where was Major League Baseball, and where were the guidelines and protocols? How come we're finding out about this in the eighth inning? I mean, this skirts on the edge of being wrong. Who's running the store here? The baseball commissioner barely even alludes to it in the postgame celebration. The Dodgers management is hiding under a desk because they only want to win, and they want him out there. And so he's out there, and then he gets pulled. And then he does this. Can you imagine if somebody would have penetrated that bubble down there before the game, one of the waiters, one of the people at the ballpark, and infected possibly or been positive, and one of the players got sick? That would have jeopardized the World Series. So why is it any different for one of the players? it's bad. It's bad management, and it's wrong. It's wrong on all levels. And it's a shame for the fans, and it's a shame for baseball. And I blame the player.
Yeah. Well, who else are you going to blame? Of course it is. So Jim Gray never minces words. But I wonder, you know how they do with sports celebrities and athletes on, you know, they penalize these. Oh, the man, what was the penalty for the coaches in the NFL? The Seattle coach, and there was somebody else, a $100,000 fine. Oakland? No, there's no such team as Oakland. Las Vegas, yeah. Las Vegas Raiders. I know it takes a little while. I'm still trying to figure out how Los Angeles Raiders to Oakland to, wait a minute, Oakland to Los Angeles. Never mind. They fined them $100,000 each. So are they going to give a fine to Justin Turner? And if so, how much should it be? Or should they penalize the Los Angeles Dodgers and say, you forfeit the game? Huh? And give the trophy to the Tampa Bay Rays. So the guy who's in charge of baseball operations in Los Angeles at the Dodgers, Andrew Friedman, said, well, Justin Turner wanted to take a photo with the trophy, so come on.
And I think Justin wanted to come out and take a picture with the trophy. With or without that, a lot of the people who he interacted with would be in the contact tracing web.
I want my photo with the trophy. Back to Jim Gray. Says, we're only hearing just the beginning of this.
That's a great question, and we got to find out who knew what and when and why this came to light. Bill Plaschke of the LA Times wrote a brilliant article about that. He had COVID-19. He knows the dangers. I suggest they read that column. But let me just say this. These bubble situations, when they get penetrated, that means there's probably going to be more positive tests. Yeah. So we're just hearing the beginning of this. Fortunately, the baseball season's over.
Yeah. So how about that? I got through the first segment without mentioning politics, huh? No, there's no. No, I did not say anything about any other controversies. No, not. Not to follow Fauci, not Hunter Biden. We're talking a goofy baseball player. 855-295-6600.
Connect and engage with Tom Sullivan. On air, online, on demand.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not a hateful Dodger fan like somebody I know. No, I'm a Dodgers fine. I'm a Yankees fan. I have been since I was a little kid. But the Dodgers have had great years and bad years. It's been a long time. This first World Series since 1988. But I wonder what Major League Baseball will say. What will they do? And will the NFL and the NBA and Major League Soccer and all the other big pro teams out there go, look, don't come down hard on us. Look what's going on in baseball. It just says something. I'm not picking on this guy. I don't know this guy. I the only reason I know who he is because he has that red beard. But I wonder how many more Justin Turners are out there going, I don't feel like staying home. I'm going to go do what I want to go do, even though I'm positive with the virus. 855-295-6600. Jim in Wichita, Kansas. Hello, Jim.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
I enjoyed the series. And I was kind of rooting for Tampa, And I'm not sure. I think this Justin Turner thing is kind of overblown a little bit. As I understand it, he was tested either Sunday or Monday, and they didn't know. They didn't have the results of the test until the middle of Tuesday's game. And it's possible he couldn't have known that he was positive. I think they did yank him out of the game, but that the sports announcers, they didn't know where he'd gone. They didn't know what happened to him. I remember they commented on that.
So they discovered this in the middle of the game?
I believe so, because they were the sports announcers were wondering, what happened to Justin Turner? Where did he go? And apparently they pulled him because that's when they were notified. He didn't know at the start of the game that he was positive. So...
If he did not know that he was positive, that makes a huge difference.
It does.
But after the Dodgers won, he returned to the field and celebrated with the Dodgers. Took his mask off, posed for a team photo, all that sort of stuff. He was right in there with them.
Yeah, he might have gone a little overboard with that. I'll grant you that. But as far as the game is concerned, no, he didn't know. Nobody was notified. Until the middle of the game sometime. So
what kind of testing protocol is that when they say, we'll let you know later? You would think you would have to know before you.
I don't know when the results came back. I don't know when the results actually became known. So, you know, that might have been the earliest they could have notified the announcer that he was positive. But
why wouldn't you do the test early enough so that everybody knew before you go on the field? Before you go in the dugout, let alone.
That would be an ideal situation, but it just didn't happen that way. I mean,
well, if he didn't know,
life is what it is.
I'm not trying to crucify the guy. I just wonder how many people know and go to work is what I'm really asking. What do you think about Pence? What do you think about Pence? He's supposed to, according to the CDC guidelines, he's supposed to be quarantined for 14 days.
Well, so was Trump. He was supposed to be quarantined too. And off came the mask. Look at these super spreader rallies that are going on. You know, you jumped all over Justin Turner, but my God, Trump.
Trump at least had doctors say to him, "Okay, you have you're past the virus. You're not positive anymore." They told him, they tested him, said you're not positive. That's when he went back out.
Trump is. But what about all the people in the rallies? No man,
the rallies,
no distance.
No. The rallies for people that love Donald Trump think this is great. The people love him. Isn't that great? Look at all the enthusiasm. For the people that don't like Donald Trump, the rallies are making them even angrier at him because they're going, how reckless. And we're putting our future health in his hands. So it's working for his fans. It's not working for his opposition.
Amendment 101. You're listening to Tom Sullivan.
First Amendment it is. Justin Turner for the Dodgers. Apparently the story is they tested him earlier in the week and it was inconclusive. So they tested him again before the game and they found out that both of them came back positive. So they yanked him out of the game. Okay. So then he taken off the game. They win the series. Like an inning or two later, and he comes back out, takes his mask off, and celebrates with all his teammates. Thank you very much, Mr. Teammate. 855-295-6600. George in Florida. Hello, George.
Yeah, hi, Tom. First of all, listen, that's his problem. The real problem is, you know, the problem is the Tampa Bay Rays stink. That there should have been the Yankees and the Dodgers. I live 40 minutes from Tampa Bay. I'll tell you right now, nobody goes to them games. The only sellout they get, Tom, is an opening day. You know why? Because they gave out free hot dogs for these Gavones that live down here. And most of them are from Detroit and New York. They don't go there because it's a freebie. And then they leave the game. I'm going to tell you right now. Guess what? You know why they can't have the opening day at nighttime? Because during the day, they all get drunk, and if it was at nighttime, they all get locked up for DUIs.
Yeah. So it should have been the Yankees. I agree with you.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Yeah. I live in the Bradenton, Sarasota area. Nobody cares about the race. There might be a few people, but most of the people down here are Yankee fans, Philly fans, Detroit Tigers, Milwaukee, all them. They're real good teams. Tampa Bay, hey, listen, they're just a fluke. And that's why the ratings were low. And I'm glad they lost. And the Lightning should have lost. And I hope the Buccaneers lose too. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I listened to the sports station down there for the past 10 years, and they hated Tom Brady. And now the Buccaneers, they're all better than the Cardinals. The hell with Tampa Bay, and the hell with Tampa Bay sports. Thank you, Tom. I love you.
Thank you, George. We'll continue sports talk here. We're in the middle of... do I hear New York, New York?
Are longing to stray.
Thank you, Frank. I always appreciate it when you want to chime in. How do you think George feels about Tampa Bay sports teams? I mean, I wasn't quite sure. That was funny. Mark in Richmond, Virginia. Hello, Mark.
Wow, what a call to follow from.
Yeah, I know. So what are your feelings about the Tampa Bay Rays, huh? I mean, that's what we're doing here on Sports Talk today. Jesus, when did that happen?
I don't know where he stands on it. It was not very clear.
It was great.
I couldn't give a rip about the Rays. I couldn't give a rip about the Dodgers. I didn't watch one ounce of a game of the series. What I was interested in, and the previous callers that highlighted it, was that he was playing in the game before he got pulled out. Well, I'm sorry. It doesn't matter at that point. He's already exposed anybody. It's not really an issue. And so you're overblowing the whole damn thing because, you know, mask or not, he's already exposed his teammates. It doesn't matter if he wears a mask. I mean, the whole NFL with finding the coaches when they don't have masks on, when you watch them,
right,
they pull a mask
right
down and scream at the guys and then put it back up. I mean, it's called virtue signaling. It has nothing to do with the reality of the virus. It's ridiculous.
Why do you, you've heard the doctors. I mean, tons and tons of doctors. They're all saying the same thing, that the masks really help.
Yeah, but Los Angeles has had a mask mandate since April, and they have a spike in the cases. What difference does it make? There makes no difference.
Because there are people, Mark, like you that don't want to wear the mask, don't believe in the mask, so they're not wearing the mask. It's about 30% of people. You're in a 30% group that think that that you know better than the doctors. So I believe if you want to do what you want to do, it's your freedom, but I think you're wrong.
But it's not me causing a rise in the cases. It's not, you know, the cases rise and fall. It's not because of mask or not wearing mask.
How do the cases rise and fall?
Because people who have not been exposed to it get exposed to it, and the masks aren't going to protect you from not being exposed to it, because people that wear masks get infected all the time. It's a fact of the matter.
It helps. So I'll use my old example. Let me ask you something. If the public health officials said, oh, my gosh, the water in your city has been polluted with sewer water. Do not drink the, or use the water in your, well, until we give you notice. Would you go ahead and drink from your, would you listen to them?
It's an apples to oranges comparison. It doesn't, it's not relevant. It's an apples to, they don't know how to spread it. Exactly. They don't know.
They have all kinds of computer simulations showing what happens when people breathe, what comes out of your mouth.
There's a study in Denmark. There was a study done in Denmark. It was supposed to be completed and finished in August. It has been completed and finished. It was a peer-reviewed blind study on mask wearing with COVID-19. It's been completed. They cannot get any journal to publish it, peer-reviewed publish it.
Oh, so it's a cover-up. It's a cover-up. I knew there was a conspiracy on this thing. I just knew it. Do you believe, what other conspiracies do you believe? Come on, Mark, I'm not going to argue with you. I'm just telling you that you are in a very small minority of people that for some reason you've got a fixation about masks don't work. And that's your prerogative. I'm not going to try and change your mind. I just think you're terribly wrong.
Listen,
call me back when you get your advanced medical degrees in epidemiology. I don't believe your word. I don't believe what you're saying. I believe the doctors. I don't believe you. But if you don't want to believe them, that's your right, my friend. You're a free citizen. You can do what you want to do. I just think you're wrong. But I'm not going to go around and around with you. Anthony. In California. Anthony, hi. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Well, let's hope this isn't a trifecta call, all right? The thing about Justin Turner is he was notified in the seventh inning that he was positive. So they put him into the trainer's room, quarantined him in there. As soon as the game was over, that's when he took it upon himself. He knew that he was positive. The caveat, Tom, is that as soon as the War Series was over, he became a free agent. So he just cashed in on $65 million. He's a free agent. Let's see if cancel culture goes after him.
No, I don't think so. I mean, he's talented. And if you're a baseball team, you'd love to have him on your team. It was just...
if it would have been anybody
it was,
else,
it was his... It,
cancel culture it, would have been after him.
Okay, it's like Mark. I mean, I don't agree with him, but you know, people have their right to their opinion. If he just says screw it, I'm going to do this. It's a once in a lifetime deal. I don't know if we'll ever win the World Series again wherever I play baseball. So I'm going to go for it and basically screw the rest of these guys that I'm working with. That's what he basically said. How would you like somebody to come over to your house or to where you work that knows that they're positive and doesn't care and doesn't tell you? That's what it really came down to. But I got to hit a break. But, Anthony, thank you.
Unpredictable. Unprecedented. Undeniable. Tom Sullivan.
Yeah, the doctors are all very much about wear a mask, wear a mask, wear a mask. And then Mark, I don't know, Mark, yeah, I think you just want to argue, just for the sake of arguing. You don't want to wear a mask? Okay. If you want to get rid of this virus and you want the economy to come back up, the economy's not going back on eight cylinders until we get this virus taken care of. And for people who want President Trump to be reelected, it would seem to me that you would want to get this virus done so you get the economy. Oh, did you see Taiwan? Taiwan is another one of these countries that has zero cases. Now, the question then becomes, hold on, where did I put my Taiwan story? The question becomes, how did they do that? I mean, do you want to go through some real lockdown? Yeah, they achieved a record 200 days with zero cases, none whatsoever. So while the rest of the world, and oh man, France is shutting down, Germany is shutting down, Spain already has, Italy. It's the wave over in Europe is going up big time, and usually it goes up, whatever happens there happens here a couple of weeks later. And that's why all the doctors are freaking out here. So says in Taiwan, they have shut down the borders, would not let anybody in. Well, President Trump mostly did that. I don't know if it was 100% locked down, but that was the effort. Taiwan says they stockpile, have central distribution for face masks, and that it played a key role in their success. They, early in the pandemic, stockpiled all domestically produced face masks and banned exports of them. Within 4 months, companies increased production to 20 million units a day, enabling the people of Taiwan to ration masks to residents on a regular basis. They also have a world-class contact tracing, on average linking 20 to 30 contacts to each confirmed case. So they were able to run after them and tell them they had to go home for 14 days. They also had a real bad response to SARS back in 2003, and apparently they learned from that. So they clamped down in Taiwan. 200 days, no cases. 855-295-6600. Don in Reno, Nevada. Hello, Don.
Tom. So I work here at Renown in Reno, the largest hospital in Northern Nevada, 6,000 employees or so. And
wow.
There's no panic here. There's no pandemic fear here. Everyone here is professional. I am in the medical profession here. And one thing that Renown did was they converted their parking garage into a 700-bed facility dedicated solely for COVID patients. And this was about 6 or 7 months ago. You know, there's not a single patient has ever been admitted to that facility. The hospital itself is only at 60% capacity. And we're wearing our masks, but I can tell you from a medical standpoint, unless everyone's wearing an N95 mask and wearing it properly, which 90% of people don't have and don't do, the masks do not help, okay? That's a fact. It's a medical fact. You have to have the right mask, and you also have to wear it the right way. And most people don't have the right mask, and they don't wear it the right way. Plus, no employees at this hospital are being tested for COVID. And the reason for that is if they did, you'd have a certain number of people coming back positive, and then the hospital would have to send those people home for 2 weeks and would have to shut down because there would be too many employees coming back positive. However, most people who get
I just have a real quick question. What do you make of the hospitals in Utah where they're running out of beds, and Idaho where they're rationing care? They're Western U.S.
I think it's overblown hysteria because someone
sir. These are if you really work in a hospital, then you know they're not going to admit people to a hospital over hysteria. They've got so many cases.
Tom, this hospital received millions of dollars from the federal government to do these things, okay?
Oh, don't pull that stunt on me. No. Doctors are I got it. Doctors are making more money because if you get a COVID classification, no, that is a slam to doctors and nurses. I don't believe for a second that you are in the medical business. I really don't. But try again some other day. Meantime. This is a major day for me. It's been a long time. We even dusted off the music the other day. Ladies and gentlemen, Boys and girls, please welcome back to the program, Tim in Cedar Rapids. Where, oh, where have you been, my friend? We've been looking at the music for you and wondering, where is Tim? Where is he? How are you?
Hey, really good to talk to you again. Very nice, man.
Yes. Wow, yeah.
We talked a hell of a lot during the Obama administration, but my God, have things changed.
Well, that's why I wanted to talk to you. I assume that you had some pretty strong opinions about the Donald, I would think.
Yeah. Oh, I think Donald, you know, even though I'm a true blue liberal at heart, I think Donald Trump has done an incredible amount of good things for America. I buy a lot of his things he's done for the black community. I just think that it's real unfortunate that he's going to talk his way out of a job. His mouth is by far his worst enemy. And ignoring the complaints from everybody from John McCain's wife on down and just calling them snowflakes is not going to work. I don't care if you go out and buy your wife everything she wants. If she keeps complaining that you're talking to her the wrong kind of way and you ignore that, you're going to lose her. And that's what Trump supporters think is that.
Well, you and I are for once maybe on the same page, because I've said regularly I don't care for his behavior, but I like the things that he's been able to do. So,
and that behavior,
I think there's a lot of people like
that.
Yeah, maybe
that behavior is going to. I mean, you think about it. I tell people, you know, I've talked to a lot of black folks. I'm like, who could hate a man that's giving out stimulus checks during unemployment? He's prevented them from evicting people in the hood. I mean, he's done a lot for us, but you can't talk.
Yep.
You can't go and tell somebody, look, your mama is fat, but I gave you a job. You can't talk about somebody's mama like that. And that's what unfortunately is happening.
Tim, I got a hard break. I got a hit. Now, do you know how to find the show now? You were lost in the woods for a while. All right. Well, we've got your special introduction music ready to go. So please call back. Keep in touch. Always enjoy talking to you. It made my day. We'll be right back.